we're back. It's the WIP afternoon show. Back together again with a winner, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, what up, brother?
Brother Spike?
Yes.
We are doing awesome today. Jackie Baseball, I got Jackie Sprinter behind the glass. Look at him over there.
Easy win.
Jesse Owens.
Yep. Light work.
Got no idea who Jesse Owens is.
1932?
It's close enough, whatever. Yeah, yes, almost. No problem.
Yep.
Holla at your boy.
Yeah, I mean, listen, no one cares when I win.
No, we
just
care.
Just another day.
We care.
We know, we care.
We care. We care. It's a big deal.
We needed your win after last night's game.
Yes, that's the big thing.
Yeah.
Imagine 13-3 and then that loss on top of it would have been a tough 24 hours for the show.
So we will recap the race that Jack won convincingly today. An embarrassing performance, I think, for Joe DeCamera at 2:30. We have a big show today. Elliot is at the breaking news desk as final cuts are in by 4 p.m. today. Nick Sirianni and Howie Roseman will speak at 4:15. We will have that for you as well. So any breaking Eagles news, we will have. Thank you, Elliot, for joining us today.
Happy to be here. There's already 20 cuts, I think, so about 20 more to go.
Okay.
Damn. Damn.
So we start with last night's embarrassment. I actually want to start with the radio station, because I think today has been an indictment on the entire radio station, WIP.
Mm-hmm. Is PD Spike's talking?
Well, no, like host Spike. So you know I don't listen to the radio station that often. It's not because I don't like my teammates. It's because I want to keep my own sort of ideas in my head. I don't want my ideas taunted. I think of them when I wake up, blah, 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 blah. But I decided to tune in today.
Tainted.
And yeah, I don't want to get tainted. Yeah. I decided to tune in today, and I want to paint a picture for you. Paint a picture for you. Ike, paint a picture for you listening at home. Mm-hmm. I want you to pretend it's the biggest game of the Eagles season. It's Monday Night Football against the Dallas Cowboys. And Jalen Hurts comes out with his shoes in silver and blue, his wristbands in silver and blue, his headband in silver and blue, and he tells all of us, it's my rivalry pack. And then he walks out there on Monday Night Football against the Cowboys, throws three interceptions, and they lose 44-6. What would be the only topic on WIP today? What the hell was Jalen Hurts doing? Now I want you to imagine the Sixers are in first place. I can't believe it. Sixers are in first place, and they're playing the Boston Celtics on Christmas. And Joel Embiid comes out onto the floor with green elbow pads and green knee pads for against the Celtics and shoots 6 of 25, and the Sixers lose 120-89 on Christmas. What would be our topic the next day? The topic would be, what the hell, sorry, I even knocked my headphones out. What the hell is that guy doing? Last night, this thing I just described about Jalen Hurts and Joel Embiid, which, by the way, neither guy would ever, 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 ever do. We had last night with Bryce Harper, the leader of the Phillies, the guy that saved the organization, the guy who we were talking about a year ago putting on the Mount Rushmore of Phillies in the first game of the biggest series of the year against the New York Mets, the team that embarrassed us at Citi Field in the playoffs last year. Bryce Harper comes in wearing Mets sneakers and Mets batting gloves and Mets pads and tells everybody, oh, it's my rivalry pack against the Mets, who, by the way, own you. They own us on their field. And then, man, you do that, you better back it up. Right? You bet. You show up to Citi Field shoving their colors in their face. You better back it up. He was an embarrassment last night. He strikes out twice. The first one is probably the biggest at bat of the game. Guy on first, it's 3-0. He had guys on first and second, whiffs on a Kodai Senga 93 mile an hour fastball in the middle of the plate. Strikes out again looking, and then that ridiculous rundown play with Juan Soto where he screwed up. Unfortunately, Bryson Stott gets the error on it. What kind of leader does that in the biggest game of the year? a guy that we talk about wants us to consider him one of the best players in baseball. He should be eviscerated for his performance last night. He is a good player. I appreciate that he's here, but that's not acceptable. And we would not accept it from any other great athlete in Philadelphia. The Mets have owned us. And I want to know, what does Bryce Harper care about? Does Bryce Harper care about winning a World Series? Because when the best player and leader on your team is doing stuff like that, that's how you get Kyle Schwarber catching an opening pitch in Cincinnati. That's how you get Alec Boehm crying about microphones in center field. There's no leadership on the team. It's a bunch of guys that get along with each other. That's not what a leader does. And, like, we should all be embarrassed. Overall, it was an embarrassing performance from the Phillies. Everybody defensively, pitching, everything. But like, if we are going to win a World Series, the best player has to show up at the best time. And he didn't do it. He didn't do it. And not only didn't he do it, but he shoved it in all of our faces that he's not there to be the best player. He's there to be the most famous player. I don't want the most famous player. I want the best player. I want the guy who is singularly focused on beating the freaking Mets last night. And that's not what he was focused on. That's not. And what a loser performance. Like, honestly, on the field, to go in doing that with that performance, I am embarrassed. As a Phillies fan, I'm embarrassed. As a guy who cheers for Bryce Harper and that team, I'm embarrassed. Like, this is a... Last thing, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, Cook.
This is a big series. Like, I don't care that they were 7 games up on the Mets. I don't care. Teams blow 7-game leads. The Mets blew a 7-game lead to the Phillies in 07. It happened. And, like, even bigger than that, even if we hold on the division and we play the Mets, we need to slay this dragon. Yeah. We cannot be, the Mets can't be our daddies. We can't be scared of Citi Field. And the team is a reflection of their leader, of their best player. We've seen it. We do it as we compliment Jalen Hurts. We do it as we insult Joel Embiid. And if they are a reflection of their best player did not come to play last night. And it was like an unacceptable night last night for Bryce Harper for me.
Whew.
Sorry.
Right. Now, you said a lot there. You said a lot. And listen, I think there are a lot of people out there, maybe not as amped as you are about this, but certainly are irritated by this
and
or annoyed
yeah,
by it.
I know it's one game, but like, they're all one game.
Yeah,
every game's one game.
So here's what I look at. I look at two different things that happened last night. I think that's more annoying after a loss.
Sure, 100%.
So if they win that game, I don't think anybody even cares that Bryce Harper
it's 2:30
has the colors on. We've seen AI where come to the podium with Bill Russell gear on, Celtic gear on, right?
Like of course.
A Celtic hat. So I get it. I get that part of how annoyed anyone could be by that last night, because it almost seems like you're more concerned with marketing and promoting this and that and the other than you are with actually winning this series. I don't necessarily believe that to be true, but I'm saying the perception is certainly there.
Yes.
For any fan who feels that. But what you're really feeling, Spike, on top of that, is the performance in a game like last night when we talked all day about how important this series was and what needed to happen going into this series. I don't like the fact that we laid an egg in that game last night. You were okay for 3 innings. You were up 3-0. Listen, I'm not about to kill Christopher Sanchez. It wasn't his best night last night. Quite frankly, they should have had a couple more runs on the board even when it was 3-0.
100%.
Could have very easily been 5 or 6.
It could have
scored there.
Game could have been over.
Yeah.
The game could have been over in the what was it, top of the fourth.
Mm-hmm.
When Harper struck out with, we had the, by the way, 3 horrible at-bats. The Trey Turner at-bat, the Kyle Schwarber at-bat, and then the Bryce at-bat in that situation were all terrible at-bats from the best players.
Like, hey, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I want to give you time a little, woosah a little bit.
Yeah, all right.
I'm more concerned about this mental block we have up there at Citi Field. They face this team.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Mets seemingly feel comfortable when we come up there to play. They certainly feel confident. And I'm wondering now, do the Phillies almost come into these games waiting for something to go wrong in these games?
Of course. I mean, they have to be. It has to be in their
head. They still got
now.
Six more games now, only two more up there. We got four games here. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, as Jack said.
What is it, eight straight up there? Eight or nine?
They've lost eight straight up there.
Eight straight up there.
Including the postseason.
4-22 or something in their last.
6-21.
In their last 27.
Since like 22.
Yeah. And by the way, like what happened with last year, remember, we had home field advantage last year. But we lost one
of
two.
We lost the first at home.
We lost the first game, and then we didn't get out of Citi Field.
Yep.
215-592-9494. Sorry.
Nah, you're good.
I love everyone.
You're good, man. Nah. This is, yeah. Yeah. Where you at, Fritzy? Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back.
Yeah, right between the eyes with this.
Yeah, yeah.
After the heroic performance earlier.
Yeah, sorry.
I mean, it wasn't like there was New York Mets on the stuff.
Dude.
It was annoying.
What if Jalen did it?
Well, I'd be saying, hey, that's QB1. Anyway.
Right.
Well, he certainly would have no reason to wear blue shoes.
I think he's also done
the silver shoes before, but not silver and blue.
Guys like me remember him wearing an Astros hat during the World Series in 2022. But regardless.
He did.
Regardless.
I remember that. He's from Houston.
I know. It was annoying.
Was he actually pulling?
Who was he rooting for? I didn't see him at one World Series game. You know, want to point that out? I'm just kidding. Everyone take a deep breath.
You can
keep listening. I'm just joking.
Yeah.
Can't believe he's 19th. Anyway. But like, the Bryce thing was annoying. Actually, what annoyed me more than anything was the rundown. Just throw the ball.
Throw the ball.
And that completely derailed the entire inning. I didn't like how Sanchez responded to it. I didn't like that I actually thought all around it was a horrible night. Sanchez blew up in a big spot, which is annoying and concerning heading into the postseason. Harper completely laid down. The team laid down. Boom, crying about the thing in center field. Thompson leaving Sanchez out for one inning too long for no reason when he clearly didn't have it. And Ike brought up, and the main thing that hit me today is really just about, like, why are you so afraid to play at Citi Field? Because they look afraid to play at Citi Field. And it's just like, if you either have championship medal or you don't have championship medal. And a game like that last night makes everyone feel like, oh, bleep, they're not that different. Like, they're mostly the same. And that's what was so annoying and disheartening about last night, as it's 13-3, is they went up there and got pantsed yet again and might have awoken the Mets.
Yeah, absolutely it could have. I mean, you saw the Mets celebrating. Like, the Mets looked like they were having a good time at our expense. And this is why I bring it. Everyone failed, but and it was embarrassing performance by a number of people. But we cannot, and I'm sorry, I'm going to bring it back to Bryce. We cannot give him credit every time the team goes on a run that this guy brought the team back to relevance and they're good because he's there and all of these things. And then when they fail, just say it's everybody. No. Like, that's not how it works here. Of course it's everybody. Like, he can't pitch. He can't field for Trey. Mm-hmm. He can't field for Alec Bohm. He can't throw for Jordan Romano. I get it. I understand. But, like, you have to understand, like, the imbalance of credit he gets. We are still talking about a home run from 3 years ago. From 3 years ago against, like...
Bellum at the bank was awesome.
It was awesome.
Hold on. We talk about the step over.
Yes, but what do I bring up all the time? They lost the series.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just saying, Bryce, they need a leader right now. Like, in a situation like this, where clearly the team is spooked by the other team and the place, they need a leader. They need somebody to step up and say, we've got this. And that's not what he exuded last night. It's obviously not just about the shoes and the pads and all those things, but it is about those things and then showing up and playing the way that he played. The strikeout against Senga was pathetic. The rundown was pathetic. That, like, the entire performance of the team was pathetic, but you can't say that they go as he goes, and then when they fail and he looked bad, not blame him too. And that's what I said yesterday. They needed a great series out of Bryce Harper. Win this, bury the team, show you're for real. And the first game out of the three games, they not only didn't get a great game out of him, they got a very bad game out of him. It's like, how many times do we see, oh, Bryce Harper 1-for-4, Bryce Harper 1-for-4, Bryce Harper 1-for-4. Like, have a game, man.
He extended his hitting streak to nine games.
It was a big hit.
Just saying.
215-592-9494.
A little heavy-handed over there. We let a lot of it go.
I know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And you're right. Listen.
Do you think you should wear it tonight?
I got no qualms.
He better not wear it ever again.
What if he's trying to do the J-Roll team to beat thing and like trying to put the target on his back and saying like...
But then he has to show up and be great.
It's a hard game.
Yeah. It's a hard game.
215-592-9494. Dave in the Northeast, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. Spike?
Yeah.
You said exactly what I was screaming in my living room last night. You know what? I haven't been this mad since Scott Rowland, okay? Wow. Yeah, I'm done with this. I've argued for this guy since he's got here, okay? Yeah, he had some great, early on was great. I'm tired of this stuff. You got to be freaking, my 12-year-old grandson got ripped for botching a rundown like that.
On this station?
Are you kidding me? I yelled 3 times, throw the ball, throw the ball, throw the ball. What it was, and then Stott gets the error?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I don't know what Stott is supposed to do in that. He's trying to get his glove down as quickly as he can, which is why he dropped the ball, because he realized he didn't have time. I mean, people say a lot that the fundamentals in baseball, they say Little League team knows how to do it. That is one of those things. There is a specific way that you execute a rundown, and it's not that way. You force him back to first. You don't try. You throw it to Stott. Stott pushes him back. Like,
well, it's also Soto. Like, know the base runner.
Right. Right.
Stott can't chase him down.
Right.
Just throw the ball.
Yeah.
No, the worst outcome of that play is he's back at the base he started from. Okay.
Yes.
That's just baseball 101.
Yep.
Okay. And the shoot. Oh, that started my rivalry. Are you kidding me? I almost threw up in my mouth. Are you kidding me? I'm done with this guy. I'm done with him.
Done with him?
You know what? They better not pay him another dime.
Well, luckily, he's getting 6 more years of $30 million a year, so we don't have to...
I can't do nothing about anything.
Yes,
I can't do nothing
absolutely.
About anything.
Absolutely,
you know, the fans are an afterthought now. For him to do that is the most insulting thing. Maybe in my, and I'm 65, maybe in my fan career, that was the most insulting.
He didn't wear Mets gear.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
He specifically said he was trying to get riled up. There's no way you can support that.
I don't really support it.
Okay.
I don't. Right. I'm annoyed by it. Okay. But also, it's not like he was up there like with the LGM under his.
He basically was.
He was trying to
talk
about market himself. Yeah.
The very idea that it's rivalry gear lets you know that it's Mets colors. Yeah, it's for the Mets.
Yeah, I mean, it was...
But it's not like he's rooting for the Mets.
Dude, well, of course not. We know that.
I'm sorry.
It's not about him rooting for the Mets.
Insane.
He's not trying to lose the game for his Mets.
Again, insane. No, I don't think he's trying to lose.
No.
But again, just paint the picture in your mind. Jalen Hurts says, it's my rivalry pack, as he goes into a game against the Dallas Cowboys wearing silver and blue and throws 3 interceptions. Think about Joel Embiid saying, oh, it's my rivalry pack, wearing green against the Boston Celtics on Christmas and shooting 6 for 25. Like,
yeah.
Can I tell you, those guys may never recover from a moment like that. Those two guys, Jalen and Joel, without winning a championship afterwards, may never recover from...
That is the type of stuff that sticks with you, especially when you don't win.
Yeah, like, think about Ricky Waters. You say one,
right.
Ricky Waters is a great player. You ask people to say one thing about Ricky Waters, they say, for who, for what?
Yep.
Every single person.
It sticks with you.
Every single person. Donovan.
And Ricky's a great guy,
too.
Donovan, air guitar and throwing up in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, but air guitar.
Allegedly.
But just whittling down these, Donovan, this great career.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and as far, I'm not done with him. I want him to wake up. Like, I just want him, he's like always in this zombie trance. Yeah. And I've been saying this for weeks. I want the Nationals, Bryce.
I know. Mm. He might have been trying that by wearing the Mets gear last night.
Wow.
I'm just saying, like, Utley, and not to, you know, Utley and Rollins would not have let that happen last night.
They would not have.
Like, that's...
How would they have stopped it?
Just by being there.
Say no.
Being better.
It's just.
What do you mean? The best player on the team somehow is going to listen to?
No, it's not about the Mets pack. Like how they played last night.
Right.
In the heyday with those teams. Like those teams had a different level of gumption.
Yes.
And I think that last night was really annoying from the standpoint of, like, we don't in this city, we don't take it well when it feels like we lay down to one of our rivals.
Yeah,
of course.
And
not.
It feels like right now they're just laying down to the Mets.
And it's one of the things we've been saying about this team. It's good they get along.
Right.
It's good that they're good character guys. But there is no central figure on the team that everyone follows.
Right.
It's not how it works. There is no culture setter. It's not a bad culture, but it's not a culture of accountability.
Mm.
In general, it is not.
Like in the Eagles locker room.
100% like in the Eagles locker room.
We got one player who says it's his job to hold people accountable and have uncomfortable conversations.
Yes, that's what Sirianni
said. That's the star player on the team, and A.J. Brown.
Yes.
He said that multiple times, that's what he's going to do and that's what he does.
Well, and the final thing.
And by the way, it gets results.
And one of the things that Sirianni told us when we were talking to him last week about setting the culture is the last thing he said, the most important thing is that he live up to everything that he's preaching.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the coach has to do, but it's what any leader has to do. And that is why, like, the team, if Bryce is the guy and he lays an egg and the most important thing to him is branding, why would anyone else in that locker, in that clubhouse, feel any sort of way about laying down like they did last night? All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we will discuss. We did get one win today. It was a huge win.
Yeah.
And it sets up Fritz versus DeCamera, the final chapter, basketball. So we will talk about Jack's win coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Elliot with us at the breaking news desk. Today is at 4 p.m. is final cuts.
Correct, yes.
Has there been anything, before we get into Jack's big win, has there been anything since I started melting down about Bryce Harper?
I wasn't going to interrupt there.
Yeah.
They did cut Taylor Morin, a receiver, UDFA. Wasn't going to make the team. Did have a good camp. Just quickly, I would say
What's his name?
Taylor Morin from Wake Forest. Yeah. Had a good camp.
Sounds like a lineman.
Yeah.
A small receiver.
Yeah.
But for those that haven't followed today, I would say the biggest cut has probably been Anaya Smith.
Yes.
I thought he was on the bubble. I didn't have him on my final 53, but he could return punts. I thought he had a good camp. They drafted him last year. But he was cut, which is probably good news for Darius Cooper.
Yeah, I was going to say that's pretty much a lock for Darius Cooper.
Yeah.
We will get back to the Phillies in a second. By the way, the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Did Bryce Harper wearing Mets colors last night bother you? That is the poll question. Ike, where do you think the responses are at?
Wow. I would have to believe yes. But slightly. The Bryce thing is weird in this city. It just is.
It is.
So I'm going to go 57% say yes.
You're pretty much right on. 54%
wow.
say yes.
Okay.
Which I think for a Bryce question is a pretty...
It's about as best you can get.
Yes. But again, yes. this is what... If you think that I'm making too big a deal out of this, I just want you to think of the two other examples I gave you. Mm-hmm. Is that if... Was it okay if Jalen came out in his Dallas Cowboys pack, or if Joel Embiid came out with his Boston Celtics pack and laid an egg in the game, how would you feel? I'll tell you one thing I feel good about, and that is one Jack Fritz. What
Thank
a win
God.
Today. So Fritz versus DeCamera 4 was today. Jack ties it up. It was a supposedly 400-meter race, which I have some questions about the distance. Thank you to Glen Mills School,
yes.
who hosted us today. Jack, in the 400 meters, clocks in at a minute 17.
That's right. What's that pace for a mile?
5 minutes.
Yeah, take that.
Yes. So, but like DeCamera clocks in at a minute 35, which would put him at a 6-minute mile pace. Also, I think impossible. But all that said, Jack clobbered him. I mean, I don't even think, Jack, you can tell me, it didn't even look like you were running your hardest once you saw the lead that you got. You were checking back for Joe to see if he had like a booster pack or something.
I didn't know if he had more in the tank.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Well, maybe that was a strategy because he did have a coach, you know.
Right.
But you pretty much clobbered him. You were checking back on him. I mean, a 17-second or an 18-second win in a 400-meter race is pretty significant. So,
yeah, I don't think we're going to have 2 weeks in the morning show of calling me a fat moron.
Nope.
So, yeah, this one's probably going to go away.
Jack quits.
Yeah. So this one's going to go away for a little bit, and we're on to basketball.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to let it go away. So
I can tell.
Yeah. So basketball, we believe, will be in about 2 weeks. Joe is already trying to scheme ridiculous rules in one-on-one basketball, which we've all played and we all know what the rules are. We will have to line that up. But Joe, here's what I want to say about Joe's effort today. I mean, Joe's effort was pathetic today. And Joe, the thing that Joe did afterwards, which I thought was, again, this entire time, Joe has done this thing where he acts like he is being gracious, but he is really being self-centered and obnoxious, is after the race, which he lost by a significant margin, he went over to the microphone with the speakers and was the first to speak afterwards. And basically, he congratulated Jack, but it was just to tell everyone, I don't really care about this one. I'll see you playing basketball. So, like, every time somebody calls Jack lazy or quitting or not caring, I want you to realize that Mr. Athlete in the Morning there showed up today and did not show well. They did not try his hardest.
Did not show well.
Yeah. Like, I thought.
I actually thought he was just jogging around
yes,
the track.
Yes, Jack could have beaten him backwards.
Yeah.
And if you're going to talk about athlete, running is pure athleticism. And we saw right there what Joe doesn't have. He doesn't have any pure athleticism. I felt bad for his coach there. You know, his coach, very nice man.
Great guys.
I asked him.
He had two coaches.
Oh, he had two guys?
Well, apparently hired two, but only one showed up.
Okay. All right. So he is the track coach at St. Joe's Prep.
Yeah. And I got to be honest, he kind of gave off the vibe that it was going to go a certain way.
Yes.
Yeah. He, I don't think he had much confidence.
Well, I said
into camera.
I said, Joe's like running style. How do you fix that? And he's just like, bah.
How do you get him to lean forward?
Yeah. He looks like he's going to fall backwards. Looks like he's wearing like a really heavy backpack.
Yeah. Now he did get brand new shoes. I noticed.
I saw.
Yeah. I saw those. Nice.
Yeah. Little track shoes. Yeah.
How did it feel on that surface? Because it was an indoor track, but it wasn't the spongy kind of indoor track. It was sort of like a basketball court almost.
I was definitely worried for a second about like slipping.
Yes.
Because it was.
And it's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you feel all right?
Yeah, I felt all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I got off to a quick start and then.
Some say too quick.
Yeah, well, yeah. I was saying that when it was over.
Yeah, there was a false start by you, but again,
yeah, see, I don't think there was a false start.
There was, but again, you won by 18 seconds, so you know, like
it didn't matter.
You could have given Joe really. It could have been go, and you could have waited 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, see,
four.
I viewed it as like when Lane gets off the snap so early.
Oh, you were so perfect
just
on it.
So well timed.
Okay.
There was not
anticipating the snap.
There was not an intent to, if there was, because I really didn't think there was. But if there was, that's on me.
So how are you feeling about basketball?
Good.
Yeah?
Good. Yeah. I mean, I'll get out there and start shooting here one of these days.
There he is. That's our guy, Jack.
Yep.
All right. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
I'm glad we talked about, you know, Jack, because, like, Spike, you know, doing Spike things, so angry. It's like you set this up. You know, I got my eye on you because you went, you know, you want to be known as a positive Philly guy, the Phillies all season. I've been most positive. And then yesterday you came in with that topic, and I was side-eyeing you. I'm like, why is he coming in with this topic, right?
What, that Bryce Harper has to be great?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. In Philly, we can't expect our superstars to play well. Right. I'm sorry.
The game happened last night, and I was sitting there, and I'm like, damn, man, this dude got to go on 10 tomorrow, man. I'm like, he about to come. I said, this dude predicted this show, man.
Yep.
Bryce Harper, what you doing, man? So, you know. But this is what I will say, right? It's one game. I know y'all want to hear this. I know everybody might, oh, they're 0-4 versus the Mets in New York this year. Y'all going to say all of that. I get all of that. I'm not going to poo-poo that. But it's one game. We're going to see what they do tonight. Bryce, come on, man. Don't be showing up in Mets gear. You know, because, like, I tell you, if Jalen showed up in Cowboys gear, that's because he owned them, you know, 5-3 record. You know, so that's why he does that. But that's beside the point. Bryce Harper, I need you. And Spike is right. There's no leadership on this team. And I'm not going to throw the team away. I think the team isn't good. You know, we still got to lead up in the NL East. I'm not going to poop that. I think they're better showing. We're going to win tonight. Who we got? Lizardo on the mound?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We winning tonight. You know, Schwarber, you're going to get a home run. You know what I'm saying? We are winning tonight. I'm guaranteeing it. Charles Barkley, guarantee we getting a W tonight. We ain't going out on the Mets 0-6 on the season. Nah, that ain't happening.
But we'll learn a lot about them tonight.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, if they come out and it looks anything similar to last night, I think, you know, they deserve to get crushed.
Yeah.
Because then nothing really changes.
And by the way, I know it's only one game, but every game is only one game. I mean, I agree with you, but if we're just going to say it's one game, then we were giving them a ton of credit, all of us, for the one game they played against Seattle, and then the next game they played against Seattle, and then what is the point if every game doesn't matter?
I'm not saying that. Yeah. I'm saying, like, losing that game last night, it's not going to change how I view the season.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I'm not saying, like, oh, they're going to be out in the first round because they lost to the Mets. Like, you know what I'm saying? Some teams just got your number. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like when the Kansas City Chiefs go against the Eagles, you know, some teams just got your number.
But
you know
by the way, like, the reason that I am so passionate about it is because I believe that they can be better than this. When you stop being mad, it's when you stop caring.
And Bryce let you down, just like he let us all down. But I'm telling you, I told y'all he a little bit up there in age. We needed him last night, but I'm telling you, when the moment of the season come where we need him, like where it's like do or die, he's gonna be there, man. I'm telling you, I know.
But Corey, like we can't just count the moments that he succeeds in. It was runners at the corners, a chance to break the game wide open. And he struck out against Kodai Senga fastball.
What do you say? It's a bad game.
Okay, all right.
You know what? And real quick, on the way out, you know, I know we don't got no next question or nothing today. Welcome back, Jack. You know what I'm saying? Doing your thing. You better not take that basketball because Joe DeCamera probably going to hire Jameer Nelson or somebody, AI or somebody to teach him how to shoot. So
he will.
You better take it serious. Also, I know a radio host that talked about something today. You know, we retweeted it. Jason McIntyre, don't bury the lead. You know, we talk about everything else, so I just want to mess it up.
Who cares?
All right,
Corey. Do you see what Jason McIntyre said?
Yes.
Jalen Hurts is the best dual threat quarterback he's ever seen.
That's crazy.
Has no one ever, was anyone ever alive before the last 12 months? He's not the best. He's not even the best dual threat quarterback to ever play for the Eagles. He's not. He's the third.
Yeah.
I mean, is he the best dual threat quarterback to ever win a Super Bowl?
Because he's the only dual threat quarterback to win a Super Bowl, right?
Steve Young.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, yeah, Steve Young. Yeah.
Russell Wilson.
Yeah, Steve Young, Russell Wilson. Yeah.
I think Jalen's a way better runner than Russell
Wilson. I don't think Russell Wilson I would view as a dual threat.
No.
He could move, but Jalen could move way better.
He ran. He ran like Dak ran.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see Dak as a dual threat quarterback.
Steve Young.
I mean,
the
guys can run.
Sure.
I'm saying they can run.
You're not putting the running game on their backs at some point.
Yeah. Dual threat is Steve McNair.
Yes.
Yeah. Michael Vick.
Yeah. Donovan.
I'm trying to think of guys.
I mean, Lamar is the best in the game right now.
Yes.
Well, he's not even better than Lamar. I mean, he's
Josh Allen.
Yes.
Josh Allen's a dual threat quarterback. Yes.
Josh Allen, and by the way, Josh Allen is a better runner than Jalen is, too. No, he
I
just
think
is.
So, yeah.
215.
Yeah. All right. 215 592-9494.
Stick to Bryce.
Yeah.
Fritz is trying to move us off of Bryce. Stick to Bryce.
Do you think that Jalen's better than Josh Allen? 215?
Yeah.
Right? Hold on. Yeah. What do you think?
Well, you try to get him back to that?
Yeah, he's trying to get it back over there.
All right. Look.
You know he's in there squirming.
Yes,
Listen, because I'm annoyed by Bryce, but then Spike did it, and I'm like, all right, he's fine.
Yes. Yeah. Right there.
That's how it works. What do you mean to do?
Wait, you asked why I end up defending Embiid here. It's because everyone attacks him. Everywhere else, I kill the guy. Look, we are heading to the end of summer. And look, it's kind of a bummer, but Colonial Hyundai in Downingtown is going to make it worth it for you to stick around. Don't go to the beach. Forget about barbecue. Close summer out the right way. Colonial Hyundai. Well, I guess you could do all of them and go to Colonial Hyundai this weekend. The annual Labor Day sales event. So this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Labor Day Monday, 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. That is up to $10,000 you're going to save on a brand new Hyundai. 0% financing. That might be a reason to leave the pool for an hour. Head over to Colonial on any new Hyundai in stock. A new Hyundai, a Santa Fe. Maybe you want a Palisade. Maybe you want an Ioniq. The cars are, John Ashdell, as always, giving you the most for your trade as well this weekend. A guaranteed $6,500 no matter what condition it's in. This weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Labor Day, Monday. Every new Hyundai from Colonial comes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Clock out early this weekend. Head over to Colonial Hyundai, Route 30 in Downingtown, or online at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only. Tax and tags. Additional. See dealer for full details. By the way, Elliot, you can chime in if there is a new cut.
Nothing's happening, okay. Unfortunately. Yeah. My whole feed is just Taylor and Travis right now.
Okay.
So,
we'll get to that in the Elliot hour at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Jeff in Wilmington, you're on WIP.
I'm with you, Spike. First of all, shout out to Jack, because if he didn't win, I was already mad already all day.
Yeah.
And then I found out he won. I'm like, yes, finally. And finally.
Jeff,
a win for the city of Philadelphia.
I think so. And Jeff, yeah. I want to say this. I want to give Jack credit on another thing, because I said on yesterday's show when Jack wasn't here, I said my concern is I feel like Jack just doesn't care about losing these things. Jack was very tight before this race. Jack wanted to win the race, and he came in and he took care of Joe DeCamera.
I had a solo hour and a half drive from the beach.
Yes.
All that I was thinking about.
Just the race.
Was the race.
Yeah. Jack was there early. I got there at 11. Jack was already there. Ava was like, Jack's already here.
Wow.
So yeah, he took it seriously and he won convincingly. I'm with you there, Jeff.
Good. Now, so when I first watched the game last night, I turned it on when Bryce came up for his second at bat, so I didn't understand what was going on. As soon as I saw those orange gloves and those black and blue cleats, and the guys on TV were kind of mentioning something, I'm like, what, dude? We need to win ball games here. This isn't about trolling. Like, I know this is just one game. It was probably the worst game overall that they've played all year when you take everything into consideration.
For sure. Yeah, I agree.
I need an adult in the room to lead this team, and not some guy that's playing, fashion police or fashion trolling with the other team. Dude, we can't beat these guys up there. It's a thing. And if you're going to be a serious championship type team, you need to put your foot down and make a statement. And you're not making a statement by wearing orange gloves and blue or black cleats that probably did have Mets logos on them, but he took them off.
Yeah, I think he's probably in a position where he can get them made himself. But I agree.
Sure.
And
you can't
do that and lay an egg. I mean, the only way you get away with everything when you win. You can get away with everything when you win. I always said Bill Belichick was always horrible to the media, right? He was a total jerk. Same thing with Popovich in San Antonio. The reason they get away with it is because they won. And the reason that Chip Kelly didn't get away with his stuff here is because he lost. I have news for you. You can talk about all the people in the building that didn't like Chip Kelly at NovaCare facility. You can talk about he was mean to this one. He didn't come to this Christmas party, blah, 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 blah. If they won 13 games and went to the Super Bowl, Chip Kelly would have kept coaching the Eagles. You can get away with anything when you win, but when you don't, and when you come up small like they did last night, that's when all of these things come to light, and you leave yourself no wiggle room. And I think also it shows like a lack of seriousness. I just think when all of the younger players are looking at you, when all of your teammates are looking at you, when you're the guy, you can't look like that, and you can't perform like that in a situation like that.
The first thing I thought of was, oh, man, they better win this game. This is going to be a bad look, a really bad look if they don't. And then they just totally blew up. I mean, there was every aspect of the game was terrible last night.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I can't have Boehm crying about whatever that was out in the outfield that's probably been there for 5 years. Dude, stop. Just get up there and hit, please.
Yeah, I thank you for the call, Jeff. Mm-hmm. I asked in our meeting today, as Do you think that thing was in the center field? Was in center field every all 50 of Alec Bohm's double plays this year?
Dude, I couldn't believe the stat last night that the Mets have grounded into more double plays than the Phillies.
Yes, the most in baseball. I think that feels impossible. Yeah.
Although JT's heated up, so he used to be a double play culprit.
He was a damn double play machine.
Dude, him and Bomer. They couldn't wait to ground into a double play.
JT, the first 6 weeks of this year, I think every at bat, even if there wasn't somebody on first, he grounded into a double play.
It was a true. Remarkable stat.
I actually, and you know, we haven't talked about him at all. There's this thing. Jordan Romano can't be on the Phillies anymore. Can't pitch anymore for the Phillies. It can't happen. Absolutely not. 0%. I've never had a guy play as poorly as he has played. And he has been the worst relief pitcher, at least in terms of an extended period of time that I've ever seen pitch for the Phillies. Who I actually always kind of feel bad for. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's he looks like he's wearing it more than I've seen anyone. He looks like he's lost. I felt bad for Jordan Romano last night. I almost just kind of want to put him out of his misery so he doesn't have to pitch anymore.
Like just here. Release him, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, no, I don't want them to shoot him. I want them to release him and let him get a chance to finish his career somewhere else.
He'll go to Toronto and pitch to a 2-3.
Yeah, I couldn't, you know, when they put him in, I don't know if Rob Thompson felt this way. It was the white flag for me when they put in Romano. What was 6-3 at that point?
Yeah.
And you put in Romano in a 6-3 game, you're just begging for it to be 10-3.
And it was.
Yes.
Pretty quickly.
Very quickly.
By the way, big win for the Spike Eskin YouTube big board.
Why?
Spencer Rattler has been named starter for the New Orleans Saints.
There we go.
No, it's a win if he's good. He still sucks. But like
the Kyle McCord thing kind of took you down a little
bit.
Well,
whatever. Fifth round pick. you only count the wins on the YouTube big board.
That's right.
And here's why I think it's a big deal for Rattler to win the job. The team isn't expected to win this year. And it's not a guy that what's his name? Our guy.
Oh, the 26-year-old?
No. He's talking about the head coach. Kellen Moore.
Kellen Moore didn't draft him. Kellen Moore drafted a guy that he wanted, and Rattler ended up winning the job. So it's a big win for the YouTube big board.
And Tanner McKee's just trade value just went up too. I mean, if they're starting Spencer Rattler, like they obviously don't have an answer at quarterback. The guy they drafted,
dude, they are taking Neusmeyer.
Yeah,
next
they could draft
year.
One next year. I agree.
Well, Spencer Rattler's going to be good. Okay.
Yeah, he may be good. He better be good.
Yeah.
The guy's dad is the coordinator down there.
Coordinator where?
New Orleans.
Yeah.
Oh, Neusmeyer.
Yeah. His son is like, the quarterback at LSU.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Nepo babies, am I right?
Yeah, everywhere. Well, Elliot's already here, but Tuesdays with Elliot is next. We will obviously continue talking about the Phillies because there is a second game tonight. Good thing about baseball. Good thing that the Phillies have an opportunity to cleanse us of what happened last night.
Yes.
But we'll talk to Elliot about the cut so far. The two top 100 lists, the NFL top 100 list and the ESPN top 100 list. The fact that the Eagles, I don't know, could have just gotten Trey Hendrickson and paid him for 1 year. I don't know. So we'll talk about all that with Elliot and your calls about Bryce and the Phillies. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.